is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Yes, we are live on Sunday night, and we're kicking off the third hour of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right, and you can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. If you're just tuning in for the first time to Free Talk Live, welcome. It's a show where you can call about literally anything at 855-450-3733. That is our phone number and the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. We also take Skype calls at lrn.fm. That's our name on Skype. Add us as a contact, and you'll be able to call in. All right, and we do have a call on the line to start off the third hour here. Wallace is listening in Barrie, Vermont. Hi, Wallace. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
How you doing? I got a couple of things to sort of plant the demon seed.
The demon seed, okay.
activism. You know, sometimes people have one idea and you pick it up from somebody else and then you cheat and copy it and it works.
Yes, I thought you were talking about the homo demons that we were referencing earlier in the show.
No. I was busy on another quote to somebody else that is trying to help me out putting
something
on the stake.
Anyway, cool, go ahead.
As you guys probably know, at least locally in New Hampshire, I've now become pretty much paralyzed and weighed down, wheelchair bound except for short distances.
Oh, but I didn't know that, and I'm sorry to hear that. Ouch.
Yeah, it goes back to February of last year when a certain hospital up here wanted to do a simple pain block, and it turned out to paralyze me. So anyway.
How awful.
Back to the situation. I've sort of become gotten into a side area of ADA activism. Has anybody ever started looking, and this is really going to be off the wall, but I'll shoot it out, looking at state buildings in which state agencies actually have offices either in a building that they own or a building that they rent or lease, say, from the landlord? I'm not the type of person to go after individuals and corporations, but if you're down with the crew, and you're breaking the law, I figured, what the heck? Well, on March 11th, not to digress, I've got a trial challenging Vermont's disorderly conduct statute. 2 days later, I've got a conference with the same judge. And basically, tentatively, they've set a trial for discussing two buildings, both state-owned, state-run, both relatively new. But here's the kicker. The courthouse, where both of these trials are held, have more ADA violations, according to a local disability rights organization.
That's Americans with Disabilities Act.
Right. How would you feel about an 8-inch threshold to try to go over with a wheelchair? How would you picture a horse ramp that has the slats every so often? How would you also like to see turns that you actually have to pick up the wheelchair in order to move?
And wow. So basically it's completely inaccessible to someone who is in a wheelchair.
Well, I've had two unrelated trials in this favorite courthouse of mine, as I call it, like the King Courthouse, where everybody loves to go to that particular courthouse, those two. Well, this is mine. And I finally, as my medical conditions have gotten to a point where I used to be able to get away with a walker, but I can't now. It's getting to that point.
Right.
With an aid, I basically have to have at least one, perhaps as many as two other people that have turned out to be county deputies in this one particular county. I'm not going to mention it. Anyway, these two deputies are sort of like the game pig in the middle. It's a county-owned building. The state is, of course, in driver's seat. But the most important aspect of this whole thing is the presiding judge. I'm not even going to give the sex of the judge because that might pin it down a little bit more.
Yeah, small towns.
Sounds female.
But basically, I'm not going to say male or female judge and judges. They have a rotation of about every 3 or 4 months. They rotate the judges throughout the state of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably a dozen or more judges that have appeared sitting in this particular court. And so far, all the three courthouses throughout Vermont, every other one aren't ADA compliant. I got my own little big crew, if you want to call it that, that are going to all these state buildings, taking photos, and we're going to do the coup de grace. A judge, as a matter of law, basically has control over his or her courtroom.
Yeah.
That includes being able to make sure spectators with disabilities can get in, as well as litigants, et cetera. In this particular courthouse, which is probably the pits of the pits in Vermont, basically, by the time I get up, my age that I now have, about 50 hours a week, that's how bad I am, and the two deputies are so pooped that very difficult to preside. But anyway,
wow. Yeah.
I thought I would throw this out, as I said, Stephanie, to plant the demon seed. And I'm sure if those activists that want to make an easy sting start looking at some of their municipal buildings and they find violations.
Now Wallace, I know that you're interested in legal stuff, but are you actually an attorney yourself?
No.
Okay.
I have a couple of degrees, including one in law. Mm-hmm. But there came a time where I had to make a choice of not making the kind of money that I was making running, owning election agency and other support services for attorneys and businesses. I had to make a choice, and I told them what they could do with their law license. I don't want to say the word on the air.
Right.
What was that other statement before? That you can be around the bush and get away with saying it, planting the demon seed in somebody's head, and they don't know what the word that I'd like to say, but I can't say.
Right, exactly. So
well,
I'm just
as far
curious.
As I'm concerned with the American with Disabilities Act, this is the government's law, and the government should be the first organizations that are held to it.
Right.
I think
I'm just wondering if attorneys would shy away from representing people in a case like this.
These are layups.
That was going to be my next thing. If you could give me a little bit of time.
Sure.
There is an ADA advocate organization here in Vermont. Again, I won't mention names, but they have staffed attorneys. They've never, ever in the history of their being brought any lawsuits. They are will go out. They will investigate. They will take photographs. They will issue a report. They will talk to the landlord and the tenants. By the way, landlords and tenants are equally and severally responsible. In other words, if the landlord files bankruptcy, the tenant's responsibility, or vice versa, and you can nail them both. So that's why I sort of preface that I don't like to go after people, and I don't like to go after businesses. But when you're down with the government, built by association. Anyway, this organization in two state-run buildings, extremely close to the courthouse, and centrally located. I might even give that clue. Basically, found numerous violations. The various powers to be in state government, again, I won't mention names or get close to identifying, but the powers to be from sort of the top, on down, and said, yeah, we know about all these violations. We know that you and hundreds of other people like me are disabled, but the best we can do is put it on our to-do list. When we get around to it, we basically...
I say you get them, Wallace, and I really want to hear what happens when you do.
Yeah, please keep us posted, and thanks for planting the seed tonight, Wallace, and good luck out there. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. He brings up a really interesting point. Should the government comply with their own laws? Of course.
Obviously.
This is Free Talk Live.
Share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. With me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our website is freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. We do have social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You can also connect with us and get email updates when there's big news about Free Talk Live. You'll find all that at news.freetalklive.com, where you can join our email list and also connect with us on social media. And we were mentioning, I think, the Facebook page a little earlier tonight in the show, but we do try to keep up with what we're talking about live in real time on the show and post, you know, articles and links and questions over there on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. So if you want to interact with us or meet other listeners, that's a great place to do it.
Buzzbox Coffee, you can go get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's shade grown. It's 100% organic. It's top 1% Arabica grade coffee. And it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. This is a delicious coffee. It's best of the best, since it's top 1% Arabica grade. But they do something that other coffee producers, you know, they don't do. They are allowing people to join their coffee co-op to make a better life for themselves. They get their Free Talk Live's trying to put together with 1,000 listeners, 100 microloans, so that 100 families can join the coffee co-op and, you know, start a foundation for a better life, to break the generational chains of poverty, to get truly a hand up instead of a hand out. Just go to get started. Get your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping on the free pound, and you can cancel your subscription anytime. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. You can help us change lives by offering these folks an opportunity out of poverty.
All right. Our phone number tonight, as it is every night, is 855-450-3733. That is, of course, the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. We were kind of in the middle of talking about this speculation about what happened to Mt. Gox's missing bitcoins. And I just think this is really interesting, because it's kind of a puzzle, and it also shows that you can kind of, to a certain extent, follow the money when it comes to bitcoins. Because if you know that, you know, Bitcoin goes between Bitcoin addresses, it's not linked to your name or social security number or anything like that, but you can associate certain addresses with certain entities or people.
Sure. Free Talk Live, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, we allow people to give us, put stuff in our Bitcoin tip jar. There's an address there. You can find out all kinds of information about that address, and you can see the accounts that are associated with it, meaning that we've bought things or sent money to these other accounts or whatever. And
in a lot of ways, it's a great opportunity for transparency.
Yeah.
And apparently Mt. Gox did something back in 2011 where it's essentially like taking a piece of, you know, taking some dollar bills out of one pocket, moving it to the other pocket, and making a video of that or making it public so that people can see that, yes, I have this money, I'm moving it from one pocket to the other.
Mm-hmm.
They did that on the blockchain by moving a large amount of bitcoins from one address to another.
Okay.
And so at that point in time, back in 2011, I think it was June or something like that, it's pretty safe to assume that, yes, they did have control over this amount of coins, this large amount of coins.
So are the coins still in that account?
No, most of them are not still in that account. However, somebody did some blockchain forensics, and they say that they believe that there are about 90,000 of those coins that Mt. Gox should still control that are sitting unspent from this transaction that went back in
2011.
Yeah, summer and fall of 2011. So they believe that Mt. Gox had 90,000 coins at least.
Currently does.
Yeah.
Now, this is nothing compared to the 744,000 they might possibly
have. No, but it's more than they claim to have, which they claim to only have 2,000.
Ah.
So
what a mess.
It is a mess, yeah. So that's one theory. That is under the lost keys theory, where they think that Mt. Gox had some bitcoins in cold storage. And to get them out of cold storage, of course, you need the private keys. They encrypted the crap out of their private keys or something like that. Or they had multiple people who had access to the password to decrypt the private keys. And somebody's not given it up, or they're not available, or they lost the keys or something like that. That's one theory. Okay. And that's a very interesting theory, because
well, it would if the coins are sitting there and it looks like they're Gox's coins, mm-hmm. one of three things is a possibility, right? They lost the keys, they have the keys and aren't giving up,
mm-hmm. Or someone else has the keys.
Or someone else has the keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty simple, right? So there's another article here. This is from Chris Pacia, and I think he is we'll call him a friend of the show, because, right, I at least know him online. I'm Facebook friends with him. And he's a blogger, and he's got a lot of interesting stuff to say. He says that he thinks that the government seized Mt. Gox's coins as part of an investigation into Silk Road. And I'm not going to read his whole blog post here because it's pretty long, but he said that in the past, Mark Karpeles, who's the CEO of Mt. Gox, has said that Mt. Gox uses cold storage, and he puts some quotes from him. This is very well documented. You know, he's really building up the theory here. He says that Mt. Gox has admitted to using cold storage in the past. So either they're lying about that or it's true. Right.
Right.
And last year...
It's either a lie or it's true. Okay, yeah. I'm with you.
Last year, Mt. Gox had its U.S. bank account confiscated by the U.S. government for allegedly operating without a license in the United States. In January, we learned from the testimony of federal officials, and now I'm reading from Chris's blog post here, just to be clear. He says, in January, we learned from the testimony of federal officials that the claim that Mt. Gox was operating with a license, which it may have been, was largely used by the federal government as a cover for an investigation into the Silk Road.
Okay, I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah, I didn't know it either, but apparently it was revealed in testimony at the Silk Road hearings or something like
okay.
that. And here's how it was reported by the Genesis Block, which is a Bitcoin periodical. They said, recent testimonies by federal agencies indicate that the account seizures were in fact related to a multi-year pursuit of Silk Road operators, rather than a crackdown on money transmission infractions for their own sake.
Right, because this was the idea, was that somehow Mt. Gox had not filled out his paperwork properly.
Yes, but that was all just a cover, apparently, for investigating the Silk Road.
Right, so they don't care who they take down in order
apparently
whose business
not.
Is ruined and whose life savings is gone.
Yes, exactly. So looking backwards, it's clear why the Silk Road connection couldn't be noted in any court filings that would become public. If federal agents made known at the time that they were actively pursuing the Silk Road, it could interfere with their ongoing investigation. This also means that, at least in this case, it appears that money transmission laws were enforced on Gox not simply for their own sake, but to gain insight and hinder the capital flow to the Silk Road without exposing the larger goal of shutting down the international narcotics marketplace.
So this means that likely there's a lawsuit in place for Mt. Gox to recoup some kind of money and hopefully, give some back to their investors.
Well, hopefully, and that would actually fit with what Mark Karpeles has been saying. So Chris Pacia believes that they're under a gag order, that Mt. Gox is under a gag order and they can't talk about where the coins went. And that's why they're being so vague and cryptic about how they lost these bitcoins, and they're giving this explanation.
Now, they're in Tokyo, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, what kind of...
Well, they believe that somehow the U.S. government acted in concert with the Japanese government. I know this sounds dumb or unbelievable, but some people keep their private keys in safe deposit boxes, which are known to be able to be raided by law enforcement.
That's true.
So it's possible that that happened. And Mark Karpeles has said the coins are not lost. They're temporarily unavailable, which is really weird. So maybe you're right, Mark. Anyway, what do you think? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. And tonight it's me, Stephanie, here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our website is freetalklive.com. You'll find all kinds of cool features on there, including the Free Talk Live BBS. Are you one of those people who doesn't do Facebook or social media? Then you might enjoy the Free Talk Live BBS. It's kind of like a forum, and you can interact with other people or their online aliases. You can see some interesting stuff. It is, I think, pretty unmoderated, so some people enjoy that, right? Anyway, it's at bbs.freetalklive.com.
So we all picked up and moved our lives here to New Hampshire from a variety of different places to come together for one purpose. That's for the Free State Project. We signed the statement of intent, which has now it's more than 75% of the way as far as people who've signed.
Yeah, if you think this is a pie in the sky thing, 15,000 people have signed.
15,000 people do not.
Yes, right? They have said that, yes, I am willing to move to New Hampshire if 20,000 other people do too, and we're not that far away from that. And can you just imagine what it will be like when 20,000 libertarians move to New Hampshire, just with 1,000, with 1,100 or 1,200 here,
well,
already
1,500. Yeah.
Okay.
But that, still, it's for me, everything that I imagine from the Free State Project is already happening. My expectations have been met. So anything that happens beyond this is great.
It's a bonus.
Right. So it's freestateproject.org if you want to go get signed up. And the idea is to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to New Hampshire so that they can exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you want to find out more about folks that are doing this kind of thing, you can go to porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, as opposed to the meat, porkfest.com. And you can come out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and hang out with more than 1,000 porcupines. That's what we, the Free State Project members, call ourselves. And there in New Hampshire in June, I believe it's the 22nd through the 29th.
That sounds right.
I don't actually have it in here in front of me. It's what, yeah, that's 22nd through the 29th. It wasn't redirected.
Hey, pretty good.
And it's a lot of fun. So porkfest.com, or if you want to sign up, freestateproject.org.
Mm. Yeah, if you don't want to sign yet, you go to Porkfest. You'll want
change
to sign.
Change your mind.
Yeah,
yes, you
pretty
will.
Fast.
I'm starting to get excited. We always do the Sunday Free Talk Live the Sunday before Porkfest.
That's
we
right.
do it on Porkfest Eve. We, like, open up for the whole festival. So if you want to see that, you may want to make plans to come a day early. All right, 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact and then making a Skype call. And we're going to go to the phones right now and talk to Mike, listening in Germantown, Maryland. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I told the screener that I wanted to talk about Ukraine, if you're not too tired of talking about it.
You know, we haven't talked about it much. Foreign policy isn't exactly our strong suit here on Free Talk Live, but I'm happy to talk to you about it.
Okay, well, before I talk about that, which would be a little bit more lengthy, I briefly want to talk about the Academy Awards. Does anybody watch those damn things anymore?
They're
nope,
called Super Bowl, the Super Bowl for women, so the answer to that is yes.
I didn't watch them.
Well, you just don't have to be like every other. I'm a man. I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
That's a good point.
I don't watch those things.
I mean, award shows bore the heck out of me. I was just curious because, I mean, it's just a big ego fest. And
yeah.
most Hollywood movies suck anyway. That's my opinion.
But I am with you on that. Absolutely.
There's been a few I've liked, but, you know, just the ones I liked.
Well, fine. Then have the Marvel Awards. They don't.
That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Well, I mostly watch independent and foreign films.
Sure.
You're just more well-heeled than I am.
I'm just a snob when it comes to movies. But anyway, as far as Ukraine goes, it's really, to me, I mean, just my observation for whatever it's worth, Ukraine is like caught between a rock and a hard place.
That does seem to be the case.
The European Union and Russia, absolutely. That is a rock and a hard place.
Well, if you go with the EU, I mean, they've already put IMF Bankster in charge of the country now. So they're going to go do the austerity route like Greece and just give them loans that they can never repay and then just come in and buy up their assets on pennies on the dollar, or go with Russia, which might be the better deal, but Putin will install one of his puppets, and they're basically going to use Ukraine as kind of a buffer zone between Russia and the West, and as a potential battlefield, maybe, in case of a war. And so Russia might be the better deal, but I'll be hard-pressed to tell a Ukrainian whose grandparents were murdered by the Soviets 75 years ago that, hey, you know, go with Russia.
Let's go with the Russians, right. This is why it's just so difficult. What they need to concentrate on is what's going on in the country. But people have these alliances. You know, there's folks there that, you know, feel very Russian, and but they have the property they have. And why should people who feel Russian be ruled by, you know, the European Union? And why should people who want to be under the, you know, European Union be ruled by Russia? I mean, it's this, you know, this real dilemma. Nobody wants to pick up and get off their land and give up their land and give it to some other people. Nobody's going to give them, like, if the Russians all move to Russia, nobody in Russia is going to say, oh, yeah, welcome, here's some land to live on.
Yeah.
Here's all the stuff you left behind. That's not going to happen. It would really just be better if somehow people could, you know, if governments weren't attached to land. If you like Russia so bad, well, you know, let them protect you.
Well, I think you're going to end up seeing a split. It's, but the country's probably, Ukraine is just going to split in half, I think.
Yeah,
which, of course,
like, yeah.
Yeah, which is very commonplace over there. And it's a strange area because so many of those countries do seem to be treated consistently as buffer zones, mainly to the interest of Russia, like Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, the whole lot of them. And the way the country lines get drawn there, they shift every quarter century. So I don't think this would be out of place as atrocious as what's happening over there is.
Well, you might be right. There might be the best case scenario where the West goes with the EU, but then, and the thing about it is, though, Russia is supplying Ukraine, the entire country, with cheap subsidized energy. So if they go with the EU, it might be a tough road to hoe. So
If Western Ukraine, if that became a country, like you said, they would become instantaneous slaves to the EU because.
Well,
go ahead.
Sure. And really, the only reason why Eastern Ukraine is predominantly Russian ethnicity and Russian speaking is because they've undergone ethnic cleansing from Russia for the past couple hundred years. So it's a complicated issue.
Yeah. The reason that the land that I live on right now isn't owned by some Indian fella is because, well, the fact is that white people came over here 3 centuries ago and killed them and spread diseases and stuff. So it's really very difficult when looking at these situations. Now, it's about 50-50. Is it in Caspian? What's the name of this province that Russia's just rolled into?
Crimea?
What, Crimea?
Crimea.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so they're in Crimea. Now, but it's about 50-50 Russian and Ukrainian. So, you know, the 50% that wins in this eastern area, the Crimean area, is the other 50% is going to be unhappy. It's not optimum.
Sure. Well, and it's vital to Russia's interest to have a warm water port for the Navy. Otherwise, they're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. You got the Black Sea, pretty much. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It's terrible what's happening.
Right. Mike, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for your thoughts.
Take care. Thanks.
Yeah.
Russia should have been given large in payments. This is really what it comes down to, because it sounds like, that's how you keep governments pacified. Good Lord, you give them big checks.
Yes, that's a cynical view, but it may be true. Yeah.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. What do you think? 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. One segment remains, so if you want to get your calls in, do it quick. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and we're starting off the last segment of tonight's program. It's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. You know, it really helps out Free Talk Live when you support the show, and you can do it for free, actually, by shopping through Free Talk Live's affiliate links. And what the way you do that is you go to shop.freetalklive.com, do your normal shopping through one of those affiliates that are listed there, and Free Talk Live will get a referral fee for everything you buy, but it doesn't change the price that you pay. So it is literally a free way to send Free Talk Live a tip. And I don't get any of that. You and Ian get it.
Shop.freetalklive.
Goes right back into Free Talk Live.
That's right.
Helps out the show. So, yep, shop.freetalklive.com.
Now, when you say it goes right back in, what you mean is we take that as pay. And, of course, people have to live, right? We got to pay bills and those kind of things. So that's what it goes for.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you wouldn't be able to do Free Talk Live if you didn't, like, have money to live on, you know?
Say it again, sister.
Yes. A seven-night-a-week show, that's pretty good. So, anyway, our phone number tonight is 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. One more segment to get your thoughts in. We do have a call on Skype, though, and I want to talk to Nathan, listening in Texas. Hey, Nathan.
Good evening.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. By the way, Nathan, are you going to be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference next week?
Unfortunately, no. I was afraid you were going to bring that up.
Oh, just curious. No problem.
Well, it's unfortunate because I won't be able to go and see if Temper is the real deal or not. I'm still undecided on Temper.
What do you mean? You don't think he's for real? You think he's a scammer?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, people have all sorts of claims that they make, and his invention may or may not be legitimate. And I'm not trying to cast, you know, aspersions on him or anything.
Well, he sat with Ian. We had him on Skype for 20 minutes at least. Ian poking, trying to figure out exactly what he was talking about. I was doing my best, but obviously I don't feel, I'm not as comfortable discussing these things as Ian is. But Ian seemed satisfied that this thing was gonna, it had possibilities. Mostly what the issue is sort of acceptance. Of course, that was the issue with Bitcoin too.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Speaking of losing your keys, I had an interesting story this week. Assume that one or more of you use those keyless entry systems that they make for cars?
I don't. I have a key.
You mean like a little beeper, little clicker?
Those little kind of button things you press on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about the keyless ignition for a minute. My car's not new enough to have that.
I have that. The smart key.
Do you think about that?
Well, it's awesome. It's the greatest invention ever.
A friend of mine had hers not work or it was broken this week, and I was able to fix it by using the creative genius of my mind.
How did you fix it?
In tinfoil.
Well, first I went on YouTube and watched some videos, I discovered that the most common thing that breaks down with these is either the battery goes dead, which wasn't the case, or one of the either goo or like gunk gets in there and gets on the contacts. Because when you press the button, it's actually completing an electric circuit with a broadcast signal. So neither of those was the case here. And as it turned out, the metal on the contacts had actually worn off. So even if that explained why it was working intermittently. So
maybe that's what's going on with mine.
So it was actually pretty easy to solve once I had done this research. You just take a little bit of aluminum foil and glue it on the sucker, and that compensates for the metal wearing off the contacts.
Now,
so I felt inordinately proud of myself for having done that.
I'm proud of you, too. Very good. You use the second largest search engine in the world is YouTube. Now, it's owned by Google, which is the largest search engine in the world, but it allows it's a whole different aspect of human knowledge, Google versus YouTube.
And this is true.
YouTube will solve so many sort of different problems. Google will sort of give you knowledge. YouTube will tell you how to use it. And this is, I recently have been watching videos on, I want to find out how to most humanely dispatch a pig, because we're going to be doing that at our house. And I've watched videos on this, and there's some where I can tell you, this didn't look humane at all. And there's others where I'm like,
YouTube force you to sign in?
What's that?
Sometimes YouTube will say, error, this is adult content, please sign in.
I've already signed in. I mean, get me. I'm a farmer. but I am using ProXPN, so I'm not exactly sure what they would necessarily think.
Well, did you find the video you wanted? Because technically the video I found did not tell me what to do. I had to extrapolate based on what the video said.
Then you need to make another video and tell people what can they
do. Is it like illegal to tell someone to put aluminum foil in their contacts and their keyless entry? Jesus, that would be...
No, but I mean, I assume that someone who... had watched the similar video that I did could have come to the same conclusion. Maybe
it
not.
It might have been in the comments. Maybe that's what happened in the comments. They said, or you could do this, but.
Well, yeah, but who really reads YouTube comments?
I wouldn't. I would not recommend that to anybody.
Only if you want to learn new cuss words.
Several times on this show, you should only take criticism if it's constructive criticism or somehow benefits you in some way.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that you should even bother with criticism that comes from YouTube. It's got to be one of the most most dire collection of trolls in the world.
Some serious vitriol there.
Well, Ian seemed to think that if you go back to their, it was either Ian or Brett who told me, well, if you go back to their YouTube channel and, maybe you can watch a video and see if they know what they're talking about. At least is the benefit there.
I couldn't say.
So, Nathan, did you have another story that you want to talk about? There's a political pamphlet or something with the family man on it.
Oh, yeah, it was a kind of off-the-cuff thing. You were mentioning something about having families and how useful it is to have like an image of being a family man, at least for politicians. This is seems to be the case. I don't know that there are any single governors currently. And I'm not even sure that a single person could be elected. What do you think about that?
There have been single presidents.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't. See,
were they widowed?
No, there have been single ones. You see, this is difficult for me to answer this because I don't tend to hold those kind of prejudices. I don't care which religion you are, if you're going to be president. I don't care if you're single or married. I don't care about a lot of those things. The chances are good I'm not going to like you anyway. But the slim possibilities that I do like you aren't going to be based on this nonsense. I don't know. I'm really bad at being able to discern that because I'd be like, only thing I worry about is, like, how old are they?
Actually, this is a governor's race in Texas, and the pamphlet that I got had a big picture. I think it might not have been the governor. It might have been a slightly related candidate, but it showed a big picture of his family on there with, him and the four kids and all kind of Mormon style, all the family styling.
Wow.
Now, I don't think that in and of itself is a bad thing. I'm certain if I was running for office, I'd trot out the wife and the kid, too, and I'm not exactly sure what I would be showing other than, hey, look, I got an awesome kid, and my life's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think a person could ever get elected without having a family, at least today, because that really sends off the signal, having the family and all that you care about their children, you care about this, you care about values, American values and all this stuff.
Perhaps
I think there's
values,
a lot, there's a lot of kind of subliminal type things that go into intentionally or unintentionally in this case.
Yeah, but I mean, think about the life of a politician. Like, talk about someone who probably doesn't get to spend very much time with their kids or chooses not to spend very much time with their kids.
Oh, sure. But
they don't have to be a politician.
Most parents don't really care to either. Or not most, I should say, a lot of conventional parents do not wish to spend time either.
I did think some of that when I was looking at it, because I felt, what is this? Because when I look at an ad, one of the things that I ask is, well, what am I supposed to be feeling or thinking in response to this ad? And it felt like that was what I was supposed to think, that this is a established person, or I guess this person has family values, I guess.
Right.
Look, I'm not a nutter who lives alone in my basement.
Well, I mean, I guess it does say that, right? Like, at least one person was crazy enough to decide to spend time with you.
Yeah, right.
I suppose it says that. I don't... Like I said...
Kids can't help it. They can't.
It wouldn't matter to me. Some dude comes around looking to be, local rep. The questions that I'm going to ask him or her, obviously it's not a dude if it's her, aren't going to have to do with, well, are you married? How many kids do you have?
Yeah.
None of these things matter to me. No. As a matter of fact, if they're not married, if they don't have kids, I'm going to feel like they, might agree with me more on school budgets and things like that.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of like using the kids too? Like, the kids didn't consent to that. Like, hey, I'll be your propaganda piece and your poster child for your political campaign. Like, they didn't get to say, yeah, I think that sounds good. I'll participate in that.
Yeah, if you sit around waiting for your kids to consent to everything that they do in their life, you're going to be waiting a long time.
It's kind of dragging them into it, though.
I get it.
What if the kid has alternative political views when they grow up?
Chances are they don't have any political views when they're.
Or what if they're like? What if it's like Chelsea Clinton and she's like 16?
Well, she was much younger than that when her dad first ran.
Yeah, but anyway, we're out of time.
Chelsea's done quite well on the back of Bill.
This is Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and we'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.